This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In the New Testament, you find cultural disorder similar to what you find in the Old Testament. Paul expounds on this in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. He first points out the problem of not letting God be God. When he reveals himself in nature, and we try to put our understanding of that revelation into terms that are acceptable to us, he will allow us to do that and experience the consequences of this distortion. When we determine what is legitimate and then represent God's truth in a way that is palatable to our determination, we will experience a progressively downward regression in behavior that ends with homosexuality, perverse passions, and a depraved mind. This traditional interpretation is challenged by the contemporary debate aggressively pushed by the gay lobby. There are at least three arguments that have been advanced in this debate. John Stott discusses these in his commentary on Romans 1:26-27. First, it is claimed that this passage is irrelevant on the ground that its purpose is neither to teach sexual ethics nor to expose vice, but rather to portray the outworking of God's wrath. Now that is true, but if a certain sexual conduct is to be seen as the consequence of God's wrath, it must be displeasing to him. Secondly, the likelihood is that Paul is thinking only about pederasty, and that he is opposing it because of the humiliation and exploitation experienced by the youths involved. All one can say in response to this suggestion is that the text itself contains no hint of it. We'll consider the third argument in our next visit.